Hey, welcome to another episode of Writer and Geek Show. It's good to be back.
Finally, after a 2 month long weekend.
Yeah. So it feels good to be back. We are back with another episode this week. And what is it going to be about?
We're going to talk about pizza. You know, why not start on a fun note? It's been 2 months and I actually kind of feel a little weird recording again because I've completely lost touch with it.
That's all right. This is how it was when we started last year as well.
So. Yeah, it's like we have restarted the whole thing again. So anyway, let's jump into it. Or should we banter first?
It's not like the format of the show is not going to be much different. It's going to stick to its roots and origins and how it was before. Yeah, you might see us a little bit on other channels as well, which we'll reveal as we go. But yeah, this week, let's talk about pizza. I'm sure that many of us being Bangaloreans eat a lot of pizza.
Well, you said that the format will remain the same. Well, we're going to lose a lot of subscribers, I guess.
Yeah, people were expecting a lot of changes maybe. So sorry to disappoint, but
a handful of people. Well, let's get into it. So pizza. I used to think that I was a burger guy, you know, someone who...
Who sells burger?
I wish I could, you know, I wish. But I used to think that I loved burger more than anything, probably even pizza. But lately I've realized pizza is one thing, no matter when or where or you know, no matter what circumstance it is, if someone gets you a pizza, you definitely hog, no matter how full you are.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I remember that, was it when we went to Kerala or something? We were already full, then we went to pizza place, some Pizza Hut or something, and then we had pizza again.
I think it was Mangalore.
Yeah, pizza is something that you cannot resist. I mean, the thought of having a pizza is like something different.
Yeah, that's why I think it's the most loved food ever, like all over the world. Maybe
I think thanks to America.
Not exactly. Let's get into that first, because I remember while we were talking about the food thing, like we did some restaurant roundup thing. I don't know which episode this was in.
There were only two of them, so it's either one or two.
No, we talk about food in every episode, right? Some way or the other, we just get back to food and we talk about it. So I don't know. Out of the 47, 46 episodes, it may be in any of those. So.
I think it was in a World War episode where I mentioned that it was a war food and Italians just put all the ingredients on the bread and just made up something called pizza, right?
I told you. It must be in the war
episode. It was in the war stories or something.
Yeah, so
like
what you said is Americans, because they couldn't get their hands.
No, I didn't say Americans. I said European. I think I said Italians because since food availability was an issue. What they used to do was they used to just bake a bread and put all these ingredients which are available. It can be meat, it can be vegetables and stuff, and a lot of cheese, and just put it into the oven and eat it.
That's partly true when it comes to pizza. But the thing is that the time which you said was, it was around 1940 because of the World War. But you will have to, you know, wind it back to probably like 500 years back or like 1,000 years back.
That's a long time.
that's the only difference. You know, that's the only difference.
That's not in the neighborhood of any of modern wars, actually.
Well, so we are admitting that Vishnu made a mistake. You can apologize now. It might be the right time.
Well, I think people would have already forgotten that. Thanks for bringing that up.
I'm pretty sure no one heard that episode. There was one person from Hawaii, I think. Heard that episode because it was all about World War and Pearl Harbor.
Oh, maybe, you know, they have some remembrance.
Yeah.
Something.
So let's get into it. Like pizza, it's one of the most popular food among foods. And if you take a look at it, like all over the world, around 10% of food which is consumed by human beings are like pizza.
10% of food?
10%. Mm-hmm. Can you believe it?
Well, I don't have a hard time believing it because I know how popular it is. So, yeah, I believe it.
And all across the world, every year, around like 5 billion pizzas are sold.
5 billion. The world population is what? 7.5 billion?
7.5 billion. And out of this 5 billion, 3 billion pizzas are sold in the US.
Oh, man.
And it's an industry which is worth around $32 billion mm-hmm. every year. $32 billion.
I think India is catching up as well.
Yeah, yeah. We have, nowadays, like, we have a wide variety of pizzas available. Like, especially veg pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Ranging from paneer to, like, you know, everything. They just put everything together.
Yeah,
and
I have some interesting experiences with pizza. Probably I'll come back to.
Yeah, that. Yeah. So let's get into the history part, because that's where you made a mistake, right? I'll bring that up now, and then don't worry about it. I'll, you know, make you feel bad about it. Well, when it comes to the history of pizza, there are, like, a lot of legends and, like, many truth and all that. So it was pretty difficult to, like, fish out all the things and, you know, segregate and find out which what is true and what is not. So first signs of pizza or something related to pizza, it was discovered by Italian and French archaeologists mm-hmm. who found, like, bread, flatbread kind of materials preserved in in some civilization, like around 7000 BC. So it's around like 9000 years back.
Did we even start farming during those?
I have no idea. So when I read this, I was like, 7000? That's like in Hindu mythology, probably like Rama's time and all that. So yeah, well, that's...
Was there pizza delivery in India that time?
Maybe that's what Hanuman used to do, you know. Carry. Okay, we are losing a lot of followers here again. Well, and that was the first signs of, you know, something which is almost like close to pizza existing in the world. And then there was this king called Darius I. He was a Persian king, and he lived ruled the land during the 6th century BC. And it is said that, legends say that his soldiers used to make pizza. And the funny thing about it, that they used their shields to make pizza. Instead of using any, you know, flat, what is that, utensil, pan, they used to use their shields to make pizza. It's like they'll have a floor, mm-hmm. this thing, base, and they'll put whatever they can get with toppings, like something, I don't know what, whatever they can get. And
so it's kind of the same thing which I said, only the time period is different. Right?
Yeah, only the time period is different, but it's like 1,000-2,000 years difference, that's all.
Okay.
So, and the next thing, the word pizza, it originated from Latin, and the word was word came from this thing called pinza,
mm-hmm.
which meant flatbread.
Okay.
So because pizza uses flatbread, probably that's why the whole thing came together, and you know, it got the name pizza. And by researching, I also got to know that during 997 AD, there was this manuscript which was written by someone named Giuseppe Nocca. This was in 997 AD. And in that, the word pizza was mentioned. So I think probably this is just an assumption. It is the same thing. It's a Latin this thing manuscript. So I think that both of these things have some connection, because I read these things in two articles. So I'm assuming that it might be the same thing we are talking about, this pizza word originating from the Latin word called pizza. So if you can you like guess like where it actually came from, which country?
Pizza? I mean, it has to be Italy, right? Or
yeah.
Is, yeah.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, you'd think I was using the reverse psychology and, you know, get
nope,
to...
Nope.
Get
if I don't know the answer, then I'll just stick to what I know.
Yeah. Italy was the place where pizza was born. They indulged in a lot of flatbread, and it was easily available. So the thing was, especially Naples... The place Naples, people were poor. You know how a monarchy worked. The rich were rich, aristocrats were like, yeah, aristocrats were like super rich, and others remained poor. So this was very easily made pizza. They just had to have a base, and they can put whatever meat and vegetables, and then put olive oil and some herbs as toppings. So that's what they used to do. So for poor, it was an amazing food. In Naples, they used to have it 3 times a day. So for every meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it used to be pizza.
I don't mind doing the same thing.
Yeah, seriously. So what the aristocrats used to think was that because the poor used to eat it, right? So basically their thing was like, you know, it's not a good thing. They used to loathe it. You know, it's something that poor people eats. So, but finally, one of the aristocrats started, you know, tried it out. And it is said that he could not stop eating it. He continued eating it and he spread it across, you know, his social circle, and pizza became a thing. And before that,
he shared it on Instagram also, I think.
500 pixel. He is an aristocrat, right? Okay. You know? So you've heard of the Three Musketeers, right? The book.
Yep.
Yeah. So it was written by someone named Alexander Dumas.
Isn't it the same story, The Man in the Iron Mask?
The movie. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So both these stories have some relation, interconnection, right? So the Three Musketeers come and save the Man in the Iron Mask.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who they are saying that was a twin of Louis. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Louis
yeah, yeah.
14th, yeah, Louis yeah. the 14th or something like that. I remember reading that story. It was interesting.
Oh, you've read that book?
Not the book. I know the stories of The Man in the Iron Mask as such. It is like, so there was a, I don't clearly remember the name. There was a castle which was used as a prison. And there was a guy called Saint Mars who was a, jailer or something like that. I don't even remember the year, but I know that it was like for 40 odd years or something. Some prisoner was kept in the prison. And Saint Mars was supposed to take care of him. And the person who was brought in had an iron mask so that his face was not visible. And people speculate. And he was supposed to be treated very well. In the sense,
Not like a prisoner.
Not like a normal prisoner. He had some, he was fed properly and all that kind of stuff. And he lived in the prison for a long time. And he was transferred to some other prison later. And he died in the prison. So nobody actually knows who that is. There are a lot of speculation. I think that's one of the mysteries which will never be cleared. I think we can probably do an episode on that.
I watched the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, but I would prefer people not to watch it because I don't know. It's just weird.
In the movie, this is the plot, I think. The Three Musketeers come and save him. He plays a double role in the movie.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He's Louis and he's also the man in the iron mask.
Yeah, that's a movie, you know, you can watch it once, that's all, but it's not that cool. Yeah, so Alexander Dumas, he was there in Naples, and what he saw was, like, the people in Naples, during winter, they used to eat pizza, and during summer, they used to eat watermelon. So, it actually reminded me of one other place, actually, to be honest, you know, watermelon. Yeah, so watermelon has a significance in another place, like in Africa, where the colonial countries, they took the slaves from. And what they did was, like, because watermelon and fried chicken used to be very cheap, they used to provide it to the slaves every day for every meal because it was cheap. So when I heard about what Alexander Dumas said, like Naples, the people used to eat watermelon during summer and pizza during winter. This is something I thought would be like a value addition to the people who listen to us. Because most people don't know why fried chicken and watermelon is associated with people of color. So I just wanted to like put it out there so that you can, you know, gain some knowledge from that. So yeah, so during the Dark Ages, the pizza, modern pizza, like in look and taste developed. But there were like two things which led to revolutionizing pizza into what it is now. So the first thing was tomatoes. And tomatoes came to Italy in 1530s, but it was not used to make the sauce or anything with pizza because they considered it to be poisonous.
Yeah, so that's the story, right? So yeah, tomato was considered to be poisonous till I think 18th century, and some guy had to publicly eat a tomato and show it to people that it's not poisonous. I know that story. I don't know where it happened. It's either in UK or the US.
No matter what that case is, it took some time to reach to Italy, I think. So they started using this tomato during, you know, 18th century and early 19th centuries. So think about it, like 1530s to like almost 300 years, they had the ingredient which would make pizza amazing, but they didn't use it. And the second thing was Indian water buffalo.
Indian water buffalo?
Yeah, can you guess what it means?
Which basically is the beef that is served in India, contrary to popular assumption that it's mostly cow. Not in every, it's not cow in every other place. Most of the places, especially in Kerala, it's water buffalo.
Yeah, that's something people don't really know. Well, let's assume that they get to know that. Well, Indian water buffalo, like it's actually water buffalo. They, like what, the thing which is produced from them is mozzarella cheese.
Wow.
So you can understand why it revolutionized the world of pizza. So all of a sudden they had two amazing things, which are tomato, with which they can make tomato sauce, and mozzarella cheese. And adding these two things and then putting toppings made pizza a lot more popular than how it was. And even all the, you know, all the stations in the society came together and enjoyed a meal of pizza. So before that, earlier ingredients used to be, you know, like whatever they can get, they'll add meat, everything, happers, odd thing, and they'll add herbs and olive oil. That used to be the toppings. Herbs and olive oil. Now, you know, what all we have.
Pineapple.
We'll get into that. You know, that's a discussion for, you know, after some time. We'll get into that. So, pizza gained a lot of popularity among the poor and the rich because of these, like, revelations. You can say revelations, you know. And the first pizzeria was started in 1830. It is called Antica Pizzeria Port Alba. And you know why I said is?
Because it's still... is serving pizzas?
Yes. And you know, there are different kinds of pizza, right? But one of the most popular one in Italy and most preferred one in Italy is pizza margherita. And there is a story behind it, why it became so popular. Because Queen Margherita, she was traveling through Naples. And she was like sick of the royal food which was served to her by, you know, all the big shots. So she wanted to try something new, and she went to this pizza maker called Rafael Esposito.
Esposito.
We are not putting that. Yeah.
We should play that in the background now.
That copyright issue will come and we'll, you know, lose all the money we are making from this podcast.
I'll send an email to Luis Fonzi and who is
the
other guy?
Can we use it? Daddy Yankee. We can ask Justin Bieber too, right?
Yeah, I don't want to put his version, I'll put the...
Yeah, so what happened is like Rafael Esposito, he made a pizza with tomato, mozzarella cheese and green basil. Can you visualize these three things in your mind right now? Tomato, red. Mozzarella cheese, white. And then you have green basil, which is green.
Italy's flag.
Yeah. So it is said that Queen Margherita with her husband, I don't remember what his name was.
Ferdinand.
King Umberto. I don't remember. Okay. I'll check it out and put it somewhere. Yeah. So they had this pizza. They had this pizza and she loved it. So that's why that name came into existence, because that's just a...
That is one of the pizzas which I never order, actually.
Same here. Even I don't like it much.
Sorry, but, Queen Margherita.
Yeah, and yeah, so that's what happened, it seems. But there are also like another section which says that that's utterly not true. So we actually don't know. But this is a fun story to listen to. And so if I may ask, like, what is your favorite pizza?
Anything that has nice chunky pieces of chicken or lamb or anything, any other meat on it. A lot of cheese.
I think your cheese favorite burst. Is meat lovers pizza.
Yes.
With what lot about of barbecue?
Yeah, I don't have a specific specific pizza that I love, but my love for the pizza has changed from something like a bit of a thick crust to a thin crust lately. Because earlier, we used to eat mostly Domino's pizza, which has a lot of cheese and stuff like that. But lately, I like the thin crust pizzas that we get in, you know, real pizzerias. Not the branded, like the brand chains like Pizza Hut or something. There are a lot of pizza places around our place, right? So I like those kind of pizzas.
Actually, Pizza Hut is surprisingly good.
Yeah, you know, the last time we had a good experience when we went to Mangalore. We had a dinner there, I think, and the pizza was extremely
good. It was not just the pizza. They had like spaghetti and all that, which was quite good. So yeah, we misjudged them. I feel sorry. Well, there's another place called Pizzeria where we order from mostly, and they have amazing thin crust pizza. And I know you don't care, but yeah, I'm just putting it out. My favorite, I think it's... I like pepperoni pizza a lot, which is something preferred by 36% of Americans.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with pepperoni, but I like to eat pizza where I can feel... chew the meat and feel...
Chunky. Yeah,
pepperoni is more like just a thin slice of it, right? So you don't get that feel.
Well, yeah, getting into that, like... you know, pizza is always associated with... you know, unhealthy habits, right? Because since childhood, whenever I've heard about pizza, it's always said to be, you know, the bad thing. Because I've even heard from someone saying that it takes like 72 hours to digest, like 3 days to digest and get out of our system because it has a lot of cheese and a lot of meat. But I did some research and got to know that that's not exactly true. It takes probably like max 1 day for it to digest. And yes, it is not a great thing to eat on a daily basis if you are having it with cheese and all the other unnecessary harmful stuff. And it can cause heart diseases and increase blood pressure and a lot of other things. But there are like surprisingly a lot of good things, you know, with regard to health when it comes to pizza. These things are clinically proven. So one of the things is that if you have one slice of pizza per week, there is a chance for you to decrease the chance of esophageal cancer by 59%.
59%?
Yeah.
Did we have a pizza this week?
No, man. I haven't had a pizza in probably a month.
You know, ideally, while recording this episode, we should have been ordering a pizza and eating it.
Oh, man. Will we get a pizza right now?
What is the time? It's 11 o'clock. You get till 3 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Should we order one?
Yeah, so we just placed the order for a pizza. We're just waiting for it to be delivered. Meanwhile, we'll continue this conversation.
I can't wait. What pizza did we order?
Barbecue chicken pizza.
Oh, awesome, awesome. So that's one thing. Because it has got... we were at that esophageal cancer thing. And it reduces the chances because there's something called lycopene, which is something in tomato, which helps in reducing the chance of
cancer. So that means it's because of the tomato sauce that is in pizza. I doubt if that is the same thing that is being served here.
Yeah, I'll get into that. So the another thing is that it also reduces colon cancer by 25%. And most of the people in Kerala, because they have a lot of beef, right? It is said that their chances of getting colon cancer is like off the charts. And then oral cavity cancer also reduces to by about like 34% if you have pizza every now and then, it seems. So the thing is, but you have to note that the pizza should be like that. You know, you shouldn't be having, you know, thin crust pizza with less of flour, and then you have like tomato sauce and nice toppings with vegetables. With the vegetables, not too much of meat, it seems. So it depends on the kind of pizza you're eating. So I don't recommend that you, after listening to this, go and have like 5-10 pizzas every week. So it's based on what kind of pizza you're having. And when you talk about pizza, there's one thing you can never let it not associate with, and that is actually a place. It's called the United States of America. It goes in hand, don't you think so?
Yeah, I mean, it's built into their pop culture, actually. You take any movie or you take any sitcom, there will be at least one episode which is based on pizza.
So, though pizza is so much popular in the U.S., it actually took a lot of time for it to get to the U.S. from Italy and reach its popularity, which it is enjoying as of now. And pizza reached the U.S. through Italian immigrants who moved to the U.S. to have a better job because it's a land of dreams.
I think Joe Bastianich's ancestors. Oh,
man. Yeah, right. Yeah, I knew like something like that would come, you know.
If you don't know Joe Bastianich, go and watch MasterChef US. Maybe till season 6 he was there and then he...
Oh, he left.
Yeah.
Who is watching MasterChef these days?
I do watch sometimes.
You do?
I mean, I don't know about the latest season, but I used to watch it when I used to eat so that it made my food feel more tastier and stuff.
It has the opposite effect when I do. You know, when I watch the meat, I feel like what I'm eating is not that tasty.
I don't feel that. I actually feel better.
Yeah, so I haven't watched MasterChef in like, I think after college I haven't. Well, getting back to the point, so the first pizzeria which was opened in the US was G. Lombardi. It was opened in Spring Street, Manhattan, and it still exists. But the thing is, the location has changed.
So is it in Brooklyn or something now, or is it still in Manhattan?
No, it's still in Manhattan, but the location has changed. And the best part is that, I don't know if it's the best part, but the, you know, amazing thing is that they still use the same oven which they started with in 1905.
They have not cleaned it.
Okay, this is getting old. I'm pretty sure we lost like 10 subscribers there. I think that's the max count we have had.
Anyway, yeah, so that's pretty amazing, right? I mean, using the same piece of hardware for a project which is going on since past 100 years now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so as you said, pizza became very popular during after the World War because most of the soldiers who went to Europe and in Italy especially, they started having this, liking towards pizza. And when they got back, they realized, oh man, we don't have proper pizza here. And they had to like look up at the immigrants and, you know, start all these things. And the pizza culture started, like coffee culture.
In fact, even for me, if you look at food which comes from outside of India, I think pizza might be my favorite as well, apart from English breakfast.
Yeah, that's there too. And one more thing which I'm loving these days, I think you can guess it, because everywhere I go, I order it if it's there. Another Italian dish.
Pasta.
Yeah, I don't know. I just love pasta. The cream.
You know, I'm a fan of pasta as well, but with the cream sauce.
Yeah, cream sauce.
Pasta
is just amazing. And I love penne, not the spaghetti pasta.
So I think the first time I had pizza, it was a funny story actually. We had 10 friends, myself and 9 other friends, we had come to Bangalore from our college for some industrial training or some stuff like that. So these guys wanted to go and have a pizza. I was not too much into it because I didn't know how pizza tasted, first of all. And I knew it was expensive for us. I mean, we didn't have any money that time, so anything is expensive, right? So we went to Pizza Hut and these guys ordered one pizza. It was around, I don't know exactly what the total amount was, but I think per person it came to something around $60 or something per
slice.
That's
like $1.
Yeah, it's like one slice of pizza. I politely declined instead I ordered some other drink or something. And these guys, while eating, they gave me a small piece of it. And it was just kind of it was like eating a half piece of bread or something like that. That was the first experience. So,
how old were you?
I was 10 years, 11 years now almost.
So like 20 something. Yeah. Even I had pizza very late, like... Even 2-year-olds in the US eat pizza like every other day. So I had my first slice of pizza when I was 17. It was in this place in, what is that, city center, Thrissur.
Mm-hmm.
So they had this pizza shop and it was very dry, you know. I think it was a frozen pizza or something which they just, you know...
It might not have been pizza itself.
Probably, yeah. But they called it pizza and I... You know, I don't want to be the guy who ate pizza when he was like... For the first time when he was like 25. So let that be my first pizza experience, 17 years. So, yeah. And I didn't like it. But after coming here, only like started eating all those things and, you know, started liking it. So getting back to US. Every year... 251,770,000 pounds of pepperoni pizza is sold in the US. That's the kind of number which I can't even, you know, imagine. And after pizza became popular, right, from 1995 till now, there have been a 41% increase of cheese usage, which is almost like double the usage. And another funny story. Pizza, other than health, there have been like a lot of other uses too. US Army used to use it as a way to spy. So they'd send their, army official as a pizza delivery guy and send them to places where they want to spy. And they could easily get an access and all that. So that's one thing that they did. And also like one serial killer named Grim Sleeper was caught using pizza. So this guy used to kill kids. And during one birthday party, so like, police cops had suspicion on this guy, and to get his DNA, they took the pizza slice which he was eating, and they took the saliva and sent it for DNA testing, and got to know that it's the same guy, and arrested him. So yeah, let's get into some interesting facts about pizza, right? Because it's such an awesome food, and you know there have been like a lot of crazy things happened because of that. So in 2001. Pizza Hut sent its first delivery of pizza to the ISS.
ISS?
Yeah. International Space Station. You haven't heard of that?
No.
Like this incident happening. And yeah, in 2013, NASA, they 3D printed a pizza. Like they had nothing else to do. I don't know what they are doing with
the
taxpayers' money.
Was it a real
money.
Pizza?
Yeah. And... one other fact, interesting fact is that most people eat, the number of people eating pizza is at its highest during Saturday nights.
Saturday nights.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the first frozen pizza was launched in 1962.
You have to put it into oven and...
Yeah. And it was very dry. It was not that popular. It's later on, like a lot of innovations later, it became a popular thing.
Frozen pizza.
It's handy, you know. You don't have to like cook it. You just have to like come throw it inside the oven and
you know what is more easier, just ordering a pizza, right?
Back then in 1962, I don't know what people used to do. I don't think they had this ordering facility, Swiggy and all that. 1962 also marked another important milestone for pizza. You know what it is? You actually came across that point once. It's a fruit.
So pineapple.
Yes, pineapple. Pineapple pizza was introduced in 1962.
1962? Yeah. I thought it was a thing, recent thing.
I know, right? Because the first time I had an experience with pineapple pizza, because one of my colleagues, when I was working as an HR, she wanted to like go to Domino's and we went. She ordered one pineapple pizza.
Who the hell orders insane mind orders pineapple
pizza?
I don't know.
She liked it, it seems. And I hated it.
That is one of the worst thing you can put in a pizza.
Yeah. And one more thing is that it's not actually called pineapple pizza. It's actually called Hawaiian pizza. And it was made by one Canadian named Sam Penopolis. I have butchered his name. Let's call him Mr. Sam.
In our podcast, we have butchered a lot of names. So I don't know when they're going to come back.
And haunt us, right? And the world's fastest pizza maker, he made 14 pizzas in 2 hours and 35 seconds. And then we always are concerned about the calorie intakes, right? And
I don't think so.
I am these days because I've went through a lot to lose a lot of weight, you know. Let's put some drama music there. Yeah, so during a session of pizza eating, an average adult eats around like 744 calories.
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to just stick to one meal a day, eat one pizza and 700 calories done.
What about the rest of the 1,400 calories?
I don't need that much, right?
Yeah, you're going to die soon, man. I can write and give it to you. So the largest pizza was made in Rome. It was about 122 feet long. And this happened in 2012. And one more thing is that it was gluten-free. I'm sure a lot of people are happy because of that right now, listening to this.
Yeah, I have seen keto pizzas as well, where the base is made of either almond flour or what is the other thing? Cauliflower, some stuff.
Cauliflower?
Like cauliflower base. It actually looks like pizza. So
wow. Okay, looking like pizza.
It tastes maybe not like like the actual pizza, but yeah.
Yeah, looking like pizza, right? So the most popular shape is round. Actually, we see only round shaped pizzas these days.
No, there are square shaped pizzas, yeah, which I've seen in some of the YouTube videos.
I have the one weird shaped pizza I had was at this place called tippler, the mm-hmm. Russian cuisine restaurant.
Yeah, it's like a crescent, right?
I don't know, or something. Like it's a weird shape.
It's like
shape.
A misshapen
yeah.
half moon.
Yeah, but it's amazing tasting. And the Italian pizza, the original shape of it was actually square. And yeah, and there is something called dog pizza.
You know what? If you look at the pizza boxes,
yeah,
pizza should actually be square because yeah. square is one of the most efficient shapes of all shapes.
And one more thing is that a pizza, there is this pizza called dog pizza. It's also called heaven sent pizza made out of flour, carrots, celery and parmesan cheese, which is given to dogs, especially given to dogs. I don't know if humans can eat it. I don't know. I'm sure they can eat it, but whatever. Well, you know, Italians are very particular about their pizza.
Yeah, apparently you're not supposed to pour more sauce or something like that.
They're going to hate me. Well, that's not the case. In 2009, like the pizzas made in Naples, like some of the pizzas, were given a certain certification with regard to how it's made, when it's made, what is put into this, and where it's eaten and all that. Like, it should have... The ingredient size should be like this, and it should be of this much heat. And you're not like the certification is only given if the person willingly sits there and eats it. If you like ask for delivery, mm-hmm. you lose the certification because it's a special kind of pizza, it seems.
Means your customers are not supposed to order pizza from your place.
You can order it, but the thing is, if it crosses that restaurant, right, if it goes out of that restaurant, it loses that certification. I don't know,
I think what they mean is that pizza eating is an experience, right?
Yeah,
it's not just eating the pizza, it's like sitting in that restaurant. And I don't know, some people say that.
Yeah, so that's,
it's like, see, if you're eating sushi in a Japanese restaurant, if you have that feeling around you, it feels like genuine sushi. But I don't know if you would want sushi to be delivered at your home and you sit at home and eat. Maybe
yeah,
Chinese,
that's
yes.
A point. Yeah, that's
but
a
Japanese, point. You would definitely want to sit in the restaurant
yeah,
and
that's
have,
true,
right?
That's true, yeah. So there are like different kind of pizzas you get at different places. Like in Scotland, you get deep fried pizza.
Deep?
I don't know if I'd like it, but I'd like to try
what
it.
What is deep fried pizza? You put it in oil?
Yeah. That's what deep fried means, right? And in Japan, you get... Yeah, just...
When I go to Scotland, I'm going to try that.
Of course, you're welcome, I think they'd say. Yeah. And in Japan, you get squid and mayo pizza.
Squid and mayo.
Mayonnaise, yeah. Mm. In Australia, pineapple and eggs.
Shuddering.
Pineapple and eggs.
Where?
In Australia.
Never going there.
You have to talk to Ranjit.
Pineapple and eggs.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so in India, paneer is
major ingredient. There'll be a lot of paneer and chicken, some kind of tandoori chicken pizza and stuff like that.
And we've always had this bread kind of stuff, right? Mm. Flat bread, we had paratha
roti.
And all that. So it's not like a unfamiliar thing, but the way it's made is like completely different from how we make paratha and all.
I think
that.
If you make that dry roti, put these things on top and then put it into the oven, it'll become an Indian pizza.
Yeah. So one other place that I think probably the last place I'm going to mention with regard to the kind of pizzas they make, and I'm pretty sure you would want to go there just because you hear about what kind of pizzas they make.
Argentina,
so,
and beef pizza.
No. It's even better than that. Cambodia.
Pork.
Happy pizza. They make it with marijuana.
What?
Yes. The ingredient in the pizza.
Do Indians need visa to go to Cambodia? Or
let's check right now. I think we have to check it right now. Yeah. So that's the kind of pizza they serve. And over the years, there have been like very strange cases of pizza, like very strange kind of flavored pizzas which have been made. Some of them includes potato chips flavor, ice cream flavor, beer flavor. It gets worse. E-cigarette flavor and then condoms.
Condoms flavor?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought condoms are artificially flavored to taste like some other stuff.
I have no freaking idea. But I think this episode probably should... this section should probably be there in one of our other episodes.
But there's no logic behind it, right? Even the flavored condoms are flavored based on some, let's say, like apple or strawberry or banana or something, right? But then what do you mean by the flavor of condom?
Maybe they take the non-flavored one and take the flavor of the non-flavored one and insert it into the pizza as a flavor for condom.
Imagine someone going into the pizza shop and saying, hey, I want that condom flavored pizza. Who the hell would say that?
I have no idea. But if you get a chance, won't you try?
See, I am a kind of person who would try everything. But I wouldn't go and ask for it. Maybe if you serve it on a plate, yeah. I'll happily taste it.
It's like having a bull's penis.
Yeah, I remember that video where Gordon Ramsay and James May, they sit together and eat the bull's penis. See, I don't mind trying out all those kind of things, but this is a little weird. I don't understand the logic behind it.
Just because we have to order for it, you know, that's why. If you come and serve it, we'd be ready to try. And if anyone's watching,
I mean,
it,
who's validating that?
I have no idea. Yeah, so think about it. You go and you have that pizza and you'll be like, hey, it actually tastes like condom. Exactly. What the hell does that mean?
Exactly. I mean, I wouldn't know.
Yeah. On that note, let's end this episode. So hope you learned a little bit about pizza and, you know, buy us some pizza. We'll put our address below so you can order it directly.
Yeah,
to
so you can call up Domino's or any other pizza place of your choice and just send a pizza our way. We'll love that.
Thin so, crust.
I don't think we are in a position to demand all that. Yeah, but well, then, yeah, if it is thin crust, we'll be more happy. So I think with that, we will wind up this episode. And we do have our presence in social media. So go and check out Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We are Writer and Geek everywhere.
Writer and A&D Geek.
Yeah. Also, check out our in IGTV channel as well. We might have a couple of videos there. You can expect more videos there.
Also, by the time this episode is put up, we'd be having a new website, right?
Yeah.
So, hope you enjoy that so, too. Like,
I hope that, I mean, most of you guys might be subscribing to the podcast through your apps and some other iTunes or stuff like that. But do check out our website. We have just redesigned and, you know, made things look a little more prettier and all that. Give us some feedback on that. And if you have any feedback about the podcast and you're having difficulty going and, you know, rating us on iTunes, feel free to put the review in our about page and we'll take that as our feedback and review. And